the Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien. How are you doing?
Oh, when I have a greeting like that, Benji, I am on top of the world.
Well, Rolien, I'm very, very happy to hear that. And we've got some great stories to talk about, some big things happening in Israel. But one question that I have, and I see has been bouncing around the social media sphere, is that South Africa's a bit confused about this whole Omicron thing. We kind of feel like it's rough and no one really wants it, but it kind of, it'll come and it'll go. But it looks like the rest of the world is going a little bit berserk on this whole thing.
It does look that way, and Israel is certainly no exception. Last night, more restrictions were discussed, and they will be imposed pending a vote by the Knesset. I think the concern here is that what kind of toll will it take on our healthcare system? And I know we've got the stats coming in from South Africa to support that hospitalizations with Omicron are fairly low. However, we still have the majority of cases in Israel as apparently being Delta. Even though the Omicron numbers are going up, our infections here for the moment are Delta. So maybe it gives some kind of insight as to why Israel is taking such draconian steps.
Yeah, very interesting. And it will be good to see the end of it, I hope. But let's get on to some of these other stories. The other big virus is a nuclear Iran, and we definitely want to make sure that that gets vaccinated before it causes any problems. The deadline for the nuclear talks with Iran are within weeks, says Jake Sullivan, who's from the State Department in the U.S.
Well, he is the National Security Advisor to the White House. He has been in Israel for the last couple of days holding very high-level talks with people like our President Isaac Herzog, the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, Defense Minister Benny Gantz, and of course the upper echelon of the defense establishment, including our Ramatkal, our head of the IDF, Aviv Kochavi, and our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. Very, very comprehensive meetings. And our concern is where is the United States stands on this. We do have some reassurances that they came out of or that our officials came out of meetings with Jake Sullivan feeling a lot more reassured. And he says that the deadline is in a few weeks to reach some kind of agreement, and that there is still room for diplomatic effort to try and curb nuclear advances of Iran. From Israel's perspective, we are concerned that the United States are going to maybe look at some kind of interim deal. It might be a weaker interim deal. Sullivan says he's not a fan of the phrase less for less. And he gave three possible scenarios. The first is that an agreement to return to full compliance with the 2015 deal could be on the cards. The other is a freeze for a freeze agreement to stop Iran from accelerating its nuclear program. And the third could be no deal and new sanctions and pressure on Iran. But you know, at the end of the day, Israel has to protect Israel's sovereignty and Israel's safety. And we haven't ruled out any scenario. And we have seen, especially for those of us like you and I who are very, very active on social media and are watching like hawks to see what kind of language we can pick up, Iran really threatening and increasing their threats with images of Israel, maps of Israel, using words like one wrong move. And yesterday, Iran threatening any country that opens up its airspace for Israel to conduct any kind of military option.
Yeah, certainly always worrying to watch Iran. On the other side of the continent, literally, Ro, I was interested to learn that there's a number of public squares and roads in Israel that are named after none other than the Moroccan king. And perhaps, given that Israel and Morocco are marking the anniversary of the peace deal that they signed, maybe we'll get some more.
Well, I think we are going to get some more, and perhaps after many more Moroccan or high-level Moroccan personalities and officials. So as you correctly said, Israel has marked a year, an auspicious anniversary of our normalization agreement under the aegis of the Abraham Accords with Morocco. Now, well over a million Israelis trace our ancestry back to Morocco, either through grandparents or parents or such. And for me, it was lovely to see Miss Morocco participating in Miss Universe and talking about how wonderfully she has been received by Israelis, who she says she, you know, are so diverse and so warm and welcoming. And of course, we have this incredible bond. But we also have increased cooperation in business, travel and tourism, or we hope as soon as we lift travel bans, and Morocco also lifts their travel bans, all kinds of cooperation. And also, the King of Morocco has a very, very strong relationship with his Jewish community and has actually ordered for Jewish education to become part of the syllabus and for Jewish sites that had been destroyed in the past to be restored back to their glory. So it's really, really beautiful. But we've also seen some movement in Indonesia. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, I keep wanting to say Abe Blinken, Benji, I really shouldn't watch Robin Hood many times before an Israel report. But he's in Jakarta at the moment meeting with Indonesian officials, and there you have heard reports that he is speaking to them about the possibility of normalization with Israel, which would be really, really strategic and extraordinary. And it takes the Abraham Accords from the Middle East through Africa and then onto the Asian continent. And Israeli officials say it's really, really too early and we don't expect an immediate breakthrough. But the fact that these conversations are taking place and with American backing is really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. On the other side of things, we're all over the map today, Rolene. President Erdogan of Turkey tells visiting rabbis that Israel is vital for regional stability. Do you think he was there for some sort of halachic decisions as well?
Well, this is also very, very important. You know, over the last, let's say, probably almost a decade, Israel and Turkish relationship have really soured since the Mavi Marmara incident. They've really taken a significant downturn up until a few months ago. Now, I know a lot of listeners don't want to hear that, you know, with a change in prime minister, change in government, we have seen a change in attitude from a lot of countries towards Israel, but it is a fact. And yesterday, the Turkish president meeting with the chief rabbi of Turkey and rabbis from across the Muslim world said, you know, that relations between Turkey Jews and Israel are strong. They will always be strong. And that economic ties between Israel and Turkey are getting stronger and will continue to get stronger. And that Israel is absolutely vital for the region. So he's recognizing the role that Israel plays, the economic powerhouse that we are becoming. And we've also heard him speaking to Naftali Bennett, the first premier he's spoken to since 2013 from Israel, speaking to our president. So we are seeing a warming of ties between Israel and Turkey.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to watch how that goes. Erdogan, of course, has his own other political things to worry about in his own backyard. So, and he has been quite a Machiavellian character. So hopefully it does portend some progress on that front.
Well, one can only hope.
Absolutely. One can only hope. Right. It's been a fantastic time chatting to you. Do enjoy Shabbat Shalom and don't get caught in any storms or, you know, bash into any reindeers or anything like that there in the Holy Land.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, Benji, for all that you do. And I always love you keeping me company on the Israel Report. And I just want to take a moment to wish our many Christian listeners a very, very Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas from all of us here in Israel. And hopefully next year, so many of you will get to come and visit here for this really, really special time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Ro. And I hope to speak to you again soon on the Israel Report.